John chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." The Bible says this in John chapter 1 and verse 3, "All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." That settles some things. "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." Look at verse 5. "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Heavenly Father, we thank You for this morning, and thank You that, God, You broke through. You broke through our darkness and shined Your light. God, thank You for the offer of eternal life. Lord, I pray that we get a handle on that thought here this morning. Lord, I pray that You would lead us and guide us as You have so many times before. Lord, I just have in my heart joy from knowing You. Lord, I pray that Lord, I pray that we just never get over that. Lord, I pray You meet our needs here today. Lord, we do love You, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody know Jacob? You're a smart young man. You like science, is that correct? All right, he says he loves science. And can you just like go along? It just makes it so much easier. What goes faster, the speed of sound or the speed of light? Thank you, Jacob. Appreciate that. Anybody know the speed of light? Mr. Parrot?
3 × 10⁸ meters per second.
That's pretty quick. You're right. It's 300 million meters in a second. Say, I'm an American. I don't use meters. All right. That's 186,000 miles in a second. Say, can you give me that in relation? That means you can go around the circumference of the earth 7.5 times in 1 second. That's fast. That's the speed of light. And here, you know, when the Bible says that the Lord does things immediately, right? "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." I just think of the speed of light. And when that light shines up in darkness, man, it shows up there. It is quickly. That is the purpose of light, to dispel darkness. For the most part, we sleep at night. For the most part, unless you got an overnight shift or something like that. But can I tell you, if you talk to people that work overnights, it takes a long time to train your body to do that. Rick, yes? Your body naturally doesn't do that. But that little bit of sun rays, that's why we spend maybe hundreds of dollars on shades for our rooms. Why? Because that sunlight comes in, and what does that do? It wakes us up. It reminds us that life is to get going and moving again. Light is life. "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." That's the purpose of light, to bring life. If you maybe at your house or something like that, we've done some things around the house or whatever, and maybe had a board or something, and you left it in the grass. Oh, just 2 or 3 days. Didn't get any sunlight. You lift that thing up, and it's all dead underneath there. It's amazing how light brings life. Light brings life. That's the purpose of it. Psalm 27 and verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." Isn't that good? The Lord is my light. See, I was in darkness, but the Lord came into my life, and what did He offer me? Salvation. "Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" Hey, if I have the Lord on my side, who do I have to be afraid of? The Bible tells me nobody. If light is life, then what is darkness? Darkness is the absence of any godly influence. That's why, in verse 5, "And the light shineth in darkness." Go with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. pretty much a simple thought here this morning, but I want you to get a hold of that. Joe, can you help me a little bit? I feel like when I say words, it echoes back at me. Is that better? No, I still see it. Or here. Is that my end or your end? It's me? Mr. B? All right, turn it down a little bit. All right. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 5. Ye are the children of light. Ye are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night. Why? What is in night? There's no light. And what is in night? There is an absence of godly influence. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. It'd be a strange thing if a Christian wants to live in darkness again. Why? Because we've been set free from that. We go to great efforts to bring light to dark places physically. But how about spiritually? I want to go back to John chapter 1 and verse 5. Here we see one of the purposes of Christ. Our banner behind here, it says Luke 19:10. It says Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. Look at John chapter 1 and verse 5. Same thought. And the light shineth in darkness. Who is that light? That's Jesus Christ. And he shined in darkness. And don't be surprised. The Bible says, and the darkness comprehended it not. Had no idea what showed up that day. Remember, there was no room for him in the inn. Are you kidding me? If they knew who that was that day. And you know what? Jesus Christ being the light of men, the life of all mankind. Here it says, and light shineth in darkness. The purpose of the light was to go to the darkness. Let's get that in our head. The purpose of light is to defeat darkness. We like to play board games at our house and at other people's houses, and we have a good time with that. There's different kinds of games and whatever, but for the most part, when you sit down to play a game, the intention is to win. Unless you play like a cooperative game, and then everybody works together, and they're weird games. Anyways. What is so great about light? Light always defeats darkness. Light always wins. Every single time. If we turned out all the lights in this room and then turned on the light, the darkness doesn't overtake the light. The light overtakes the darkness. Every single time. What does this dark world need? It needs light. It is not weird then or strange or abnormal for the Lord Jesus Christ to be personified as light going to darkness. And I want to get in our thought, and we're going to talk about this, but this is pretty much the thought of the message. You are the light of Christ, and you've been designed by God to go into darkness. And where you step foot, the light of Christ ought to shine. That's what Christ's purpose was. His purpose was to come to bring light to darkness. And now we are that light. We are the light to bring light to darkness. The victory of the light. Light always defeats darkness. Go to John chapter 8. We're going to be encouraged by some of these verses. John chapter number 8. Look at verse 12. So wish I had a glass of water. Sam just shook his head, no. John chapter 8 and verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. We're not talking physically here. We're not talking about 3.0 times 10 to the 8th meters per second. Or, for us Americans, 186,000 miles per second. We're not talking about that. We're talking about spiritual things here. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Do you see every single time there is a victory in light over darkness? Christ always wins. Light always defeats darkness. What a great thing to be part of that. John chapter number 12. I'm not sure if any of you follow sports or something, but normally on Sundays, for the most part, there's NFL games. And regardless of how many teams play, I guarantee this. I know for sure, just about for sure, half the teams are going to lose. I know, that was deep, wasn't it?
Smart.
Unless who gets ties in football? But every now and then it does happen once in a while. But do you know that Christ always defeats darkness? Man, so good. He did it in my life. He did it in yours. John chapter 12 and verse 46. I am come a light into the world that whosoever believeth in me should not abide in darkness. If we have the light of Christ, we can't hide that. You can't live in darkness when you have Christ. Why? Because what is darkness? Darkness is the absence of godly influence. When we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Savior, you can't separate from that. God gives you a candle, gives you a light. Hudson was all excited. He accused his brother Joe to break his flashlight. Well, the batteries just went low. We put new batteries in and whoa. Dad, look at this. Son, stop. Burn my retinas out with that thing. I am come a light into the world that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. He gives us all flashlight. And he says, no matter where you go, you're going to be carrying something now. My light. See, before we lived in darkness. But now through Christ, through the victory in Christ. We sing the song, Victory in Jesus. Hey, the light beat the darkness. And we prove that over and over again in our life, over and over again. Ephesians chapter number 5. Look at this verse. Remember when you were without hope? Without Christ? Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. Ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. And then he says this. This is an important verse. This is an important phrase. He says, live like it. He says, walk as children of light. Sometimes we pretend that we don't have that light anymore. Sometimes we try and take our light and hide it. Under a bushel, right? Isn't that what we say? No. No, I'm going to let my light shine. See, the purpose of light was to bring life. And there's always victory in light. I love that thought. No matter how many times in a dark room we turn out all the lights, when we flip that switch, light always wins. Think about that with Christ. Think about that with your life. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, I don't care how dark your life was, when you come to Christ, He gives you something you did not have before, and that's His light. So what are we to do with that light? We're to walk with it. Walk as children of light. I was talking to Rick a little bit yesterday at the shoot, and he was telling me about some guys at work that hike some of the peaks, the high peaks over in the Adirondacks. And he was telling me about a group of guys that go out, listen now, that hike the peaks at night. I have a hard time getting from my bedroom to the bathroom. And there's guys that hike mountains at night. Not all of us are created equal, I may say. Why would anyone want to do that? Well, they want to see the sunrise. To see the sunrise on a mountain peak, a lot of people see it set, but some people want to see it rise. Hey, when you're walking around in darkness, you know what? You walk different. You're not walking in confidence anymore. We were kind of imagining what that must look like because some of the going down of the, not just climbing up a mountain, but going down a mountain, because they would go down one to go up to the other, and going down a mountain in the middle of the night, that's scary. That's how you break your ankles and twist your legs up. Why? Because you can't see. How you act when you walk in darkness is different than how you walk in night, in light. No offense, Miss Calliope, is she here? But there was a period of time when you were blind, right? How long? 3 months? 2 months. That's 2 long months. Hey, you walk around a little bit different when you can't see. But now we can see. We've been given light in life. Don't walk around like you don't have the light anymore. Say, well, I don't know. Light always defeats darkness. So, number one, the purpose of the light is to bring life. Point number two, there's always victory in light. Point number three, we're to carry our light. Matthew chapter number 5. Matthew chapter number 5. It's so great being a Christian. Maybe you remember with your children, and they first understood, you know, you put a newborn to bed in darkness. They're not like, hey, I'm a little afraid of the dark. They don't say that. They just go to sleep. Or they should. But all of a sudden, I don't know what happens, maybe 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years old, and all of a sudden, Mom, Dad, can I have a nightlight? I'm afraid. What are you afraid of, son or daughter? What is it? I'm afraid of the dark. What were you afraid of? I don't know. It just scares me. Hey, as a child of God, do you understand we don't live there anymore? We no longer have to live in fear. Why? Because we have the light of Christ in us. Matthew chapter number 5 and verse 14, it says, ye are the light of the world. Remember where it said, Christ is the life and the light of men. You know what? He put that inside of you, and you are that now. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, like we just said, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Carry your light. John chapter number 3. Keep your hand in Matthew. Turn to John chapter number 3. Look at verse 19. I'm just going to ask this question. I want you to think about this as we travel through the remainder of our message here. As Paul said in the book of Philippians, therefore, brethren, finally, we're almost done. But he said it like 3 times, but that's okay. I want you to think about this, though. Am I taking my light to darkness? Because if God called me the children of light, he must expect me to go where it's dark. Am I shining the light of Christ where it's dark? Am I doing that? John chapter 3 and verse 19 says, and this is the commandment, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Hey, don't be surprised when we try and take our light to a dark place, and the darkness says, I wasn't really looking for that. Yes, no kidding, because darkness is defeated by light every time. So when the light of Christ shows up at their house, all of a sudden something is revealed to them that, hey, I've done this wrong. We're to carry our light. We're to carry our light to the darkness. Are you doing that? So, well, that sounds like missions. Isn't that like in next month? Shouldn't we be talking about this next month? How about right where you live, right where you're at? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. As we carry our light, the Father is glorified. The Father in heaven. When light goes to the dark world, look who gets glory from that. You know, if I had a candle and I lit it in here, you wouldn't even be able to tell. But when you take a candle into a dark place, we're coming up on winter. Chances are good where we live out by our way, we're going to lose power a couple times in the next 6 months. That's just what happens. Wind blows, snow, knocks down power. Remember snow? Say, no kidding, it feels like it's about to snow in here. It's freezing. We do that to keep everybody awake. Knocks out power, and then all of a sudden, you take that little bit of candle that you didn't think brought a lot of light, and you light that, and wow, it's amazing what you can see. When light goes into the world, when Christ goes into darkness, God says, I'm glorified by that. So don't light, hey, I love that you're in church. You should be in church. This is where we're encouraged to preach Word of God. There's fellowship around the Word of God. We sing praises collectively. You heard Brother Thren say it. He said, my favorite way of worship is congregational worship. I agree. It's wonderful to lift the songs of Zion together as a saved assembly in unison to God. That's tough to do at home. But as we take our light, the light that maybe gets lit in this place, and then we take it out, God says, I'm glorified by that. I'm asking you this morning to evaluate in your life, is your light shining in darkness? It does no good by shining in light places. Light is most effective where it was dark. The Father is glorified. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, you can keep your hand in Matthew, but 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, we're going to look at this verse, and then we're going to go back to the book of Judges really quick to remind us of a story. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse 7, it says this, but we are this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. When we as earthen vessels now have the light, if I had a earthen vessel, like a something made of maybe clay or something of that sort, and I took my light and put that on there, you know what? You would not see light. And God says, you're an earthen vessel, but I want to do some things that my glory may come out. And it reminds me back in Judges. Judges with a man, a fearful man named Gideon. Remember Gideon? Gideon had some 1,000 soldiers equipped to him, but over a series of evaluation, if you will, got down to an army of 300. Go with me to Judges chapter number 17. I want you to keep the thought of what we've been talking about here. Joshua, Judges chapter number 7. In verse 19, it says, so Gideon, here he is in battle. So Gideon, Judges 7:19, and 100 men that were with him, he takes his 300, breaks them up into three groups of 100, came into the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle of the watch. Here he is in the middle of the night. How could they bring an army in high view in the middle of the night? Because their candle was not exposed yet. Their light was covered, and they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and break the pitchers or those earthen vessels that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and break the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hand inside those earthen pitchers. Was a light. And when that earthen pitcher was broken, that light shined. And Christ calls us that earthen vessel. And I just can't help but think about if I would just break myself for the Lord, what would come out? The light of Christ. If I would yield my will to His. And the trumpets would sound, and there stood not Nick Russo or Stephen ever harder, whoever it is that's standing before, but who is standing there as they stood, the Bible says in verse 21, and they stood every man in his place and shined his light in his place and dispelled the darkness where he was. God could be glorified through us. It's not by accident you work where you work. It's not by accident that you go the places that you go. But it is a great shame if we don't shine the light of Christ in those places. When we allow God to break our earthen vessel, that the light of Christ could dispel the wonder and glory of God. And let us remember that light always defeats darkness. Your light. Go with me back to Matthew chapter number 5. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Good works are tough to nail down. Your works are a result of Christ in you. They are not there to obtain salvation. That's seen over and over again throughout scriptures. But we know what the works of the flesh look like, do we not? Those are all too familiar to us, if you would. So what are good works? Well, go with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Because this light that I'm supposed to take is measured in good works. Say, why are good works so hard? Because there's something called intentions that sometimes cloud good works. But we'll talk about it. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith. How have you been saved by the grace of God through faith? Great. Praise the Lord. And not of yourselves. The Bible says that the gift of God is His grace. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There, it's pretty clear. We don't work to obtain salvation. We work because of salvation. We serve Him as a result of the fact that we are saved. I want you to look at verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And that's why you've been created. These last 2 weeks, I ask that you pray for us. Last 2 weeks, we've been going to the college, taking surveys of college students. We ask them approximately 10 questions, I would say 3 to 4 minutes in survey. And one of the questions is, do you believe in God? And then the next question is, if you could ask God any question, what would it be? Think about that in your own mind. What would it be? A lot of the kids say, why am I here? What is the purpose? I'll tell you, a lot of them just say that one question, why? You know, there's a lot of young people that have no idea what they're doing on this earth. There's a lot of people that have no idea why they are here. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. I'll tell you why you're here. Because you are the light of Christ, and you're to take that light and go to darkness. You, as the light of Christ, should find the darkest spot and run to it. Because a little bit of light in darkness shines the brightest. And oftentimes we try and keep our light in light places. Why? Because that's where we feel comfortable and there's no harm and there's no... But that's not what Christ did. No, John 1:5 tells us that He took His light and went to darkness. And then He told us that we're that light now. This is your purpose. To do good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Go with me to James chapter number 4. James chapter number 4 and verse 17. This is a good parenting verse. I heard this a lot as a child. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. When God tells us what a good work is and what we ought to be doing for him, and you say, no, I don't want to do that, God says, you know what that is to me? That's sin. No, sin is stealing and bearing false witness and adultery and murder and all of those things. That's what sin is. Sin is knowing to do good and not doing it. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Well, I'm not into good works. That's not my kind of Christianity. That's what you were created for. Because God gets glory from that. God wants light to go to darkness. Some examples of good works of believers. Personal sacrifice. Praise and true worship of God. Acts of charity and kindness. Encouragement and help. The offer to hope. The offer of hope to the hopeless. Jesus Christ, our living hope. What are you doing for the Lord? Is your candle just hanging around in very lit places that no one would ever know that a candle is lit? Is there a point? Are you preparing? Is there a time when your candle wanders into dark places? I'm not saying that you fellowship in sin. I'm not saying that you do wrong. It's never right to do wrong to get a chance to do right. We know that. Let me say that again. It's never right to do wrong to get a chance to do right. God doesn't bless sin. But where does your candle go to where there's an absence of godly influence? I'm going to read you some verses, and I just want you to listen. I'm going to tell you some names. A man by the name of William Carey read Isaiah 54, verses 2 and 3. It said this, "Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make desolate cities to be inhabited." So why'd you read those verses? Because when William Carey read those verses, it took him from England to India to take a light to darkness. He was so moved by those verses that it changed his course. That he said, I've got to get my candle. I've got to get the light of Christ to the darkness. David Brainerd read John 7:37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." And he left his home in Connecticut and went to New Jersey and reached to the Native Americans, the Indians. That verse so grabbed a hold of his heart that he said, "I cannot stay where I am. I must take the light of Christ to those that have never heard." James Chalmers read Revelation 22:17 that says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Took a man from Scotland to Papua New Guinea. Adoniram Judson, Ephesians 3:17-19. See if these verses are familiar to you, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. When he read those verses, he left his home in America and took his light to Burma. John Payton read Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And he says, I'll go to the end of the world. And he left Scotland and went to New Hebrides and took the light of Christ there. I'm just asking you today, what are the verses in the scriptures that so grab a hold of your heart, that so influence you, that say, I have got to get the light to darkness? Where will you let your light shine? Say, I don't think world missions is for me. How about just at your workplace? How about at school? How about at home? How about in your neighborhood? The purpose of light is to defeat darkness. John chapter 3 and verse 21, our last verse. John chapter 3. I don't think it's good enough that our candle got lit and then we just sit back and enjoy it. I think our candle was lit. Our light was lit. We saw the light of Christ that we may go to other places. John 3:21. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Could you ask the Lord today, God, will you help me take my light to the darkness? Because that's how you get glory. Let's all stand. Some of you go to work every single week and go, what on earth am I doing here? I don't believe in purgatory, but this is about as close as it gets. Have you forgotten that you are his workmanship, created unto good works? You're to take the light of Christ to darkness. Maybe you need to come in a few moments and pray. Say, Lord, give me a new perspective on it. Because I've seen work, I've seen the place that I have to live as drudgery and pain and heartache, and I didn't see it that I was placed there to bring light to darkness. Maybe you're like one of these that we read the names to. A verse that will so change your heart and say, I don't want to keep my light in a lit place. I'm going to take it to a place where they don't know. God, would you be willing to send me to a place where they don't know? Pastor, missions conference is next month. Please back off. I think this is the duty of all Christians to take the light of Christ to darkness. Let's remember that light always defeats darkness. In a moment, the music's going to play. I invite you to come. Ask the Lord for courage and help. Help to take your light, to light the darkness. When light lights darkness, it is no longer dark. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd help us here. That God, we would not be satisfied with dwelling amongst light all the time. That God, we would take the light of Christ, life, eternal life, and take it to those that are bound to darkness. Lord, I pray you give us courage. Lord, I pray that you give us your power, that you would wrought a great work amongst us, that you would be honored and glorified. Lord, we need you. We need your help here. Lord, help us to have a burden for lost souls. Help us to see our purpose. Lord, I ask you to bless this time now in Jesus' name. Amen. As the music plays, would you consider the message here today?